This conference will.
Okay, good. All right. Hello, everyone, and thanks for calling in. My name is Josh Millar, and I work with the IBIS Network. You can visit our website at www.professionalnetworkingsuite.com, and that's S-U-I-T-E. For just $129 a month, our Professional Networking Suite gives you your own real estate blog website, which gets updated daily by our staff of professional writers. You get a full-color, three-page monthly e-newsletter branded for you and ready to send to your contact list of prospects. You get set up on the eight major social networking sites, including profiles on the industry sites, ActiveRain and Trulia, and we do search engine optimization of your business website. If you have any questions after reading through our website or you want to see actual samples of the content, send me a note through the Contact Us page on our site. Joining us today is the coach, Bill Sparkman. Bill has coached, trained, and motivated thousands of real estate agents nationwide. He's been developing champions in the real estate industry since 1987. His nuts and bolts, real-world approach to increasing performance will move you to the next level. Bill's sales and marketing ideas are up-to-date, fresh, and proven to be successful in creating results now. Today, the coach is going to talk about relationship-based marketing, the right tools right now. Morning, coach.
Well, good morning, and thank you to Josh Millar and the IBIS Group. Thank you very much for sponsoring today's call. It is going to be a business-building session, and I'm glad that all of you are on the line today. As always, I know that this time of the day you had many choices and you chose to be on this call, so it's an honor for us. I will say now make this a good choice for yourself by taking away at least a nugget or two that you can use right now to grow your business. I think that will make this time worthwhile for you. It is a great day to be in the real estate business. I hope you can all rally around that thought. The market definitely is turning upward in nearly every region in the country. Prices are increasing. It looks like we've hit the bottom in every area. Selection is still incredible. We've got inventory decreasing. New home starts are going up for about the fifth month in a row. Interest rates are still ridiculous. We've got the home buyer, first-time home buyer tax credit extended for active service, for military, for another year. FHA is going to allow the 6% seller concessions for another year. So everything, you know, we really have finally seen a turn, and a turn in the right direction. Not only that, but we've got the Fannie Mae doing everything they can to move their inventory of their real estate owned with their Home Path program. I mean, just that alone. I know today's about relationship marketing, but I think you could build a few relationships just talking to your owner and investor clients about the Home Path program, 3% down, no appraisal, no MI. It's incredible. And if all of that isn't enough to get you excited, I think that the last thing about there's less competition today. There's still 10% of the realtors every single day generating 90% of the business. So I guess we got the 10% on the call today, so that's a good thing. Now, having said that, your job is no less easy than it was ever before. We still have many attacks on our business every day, the media being still the number one attack on our business. That may be your number one competitor. So with that in mind, I'm going to give you some tools that you can use today to grow your business. That's my objective. Some strategies. I'm going to give you the shorthand version of a chapter out of my latest book called Clear to Close, The Real Estate Agent's Guide to Turning Prospects into Paychecks. So we'll have that as our point of interest today. I want to talk about how to use this relationship marketing to increase not only the number of referrals you receive, but the quality of referrals, and I think that's key as well. We're going to talk about balancing high tech and high touch. The strategies that I'm going to present, I want to say this is my way. This isn't the way. If your way is working, don't change anything. But I'm going to present just my strategies of what I've used, what we're using currently. I've owned and sold four real estate companies. So these particular strategies are tried and true, not only in the past, but what we're actually using today to generate that key number of referrals plus quality of. So that, and I think that you'll be able to see how you can rally around these ideas to help take a little of the stress out of the business by creating more predictable income. So that's kind of the foundation. Keep your pens handy if you're not driving. I may say something smart, so be ready for that. First of all, a couple of my take really on this whole concept of relationship marketing. You know, it's really one of the four areas of marketing that I believe in and that we utilize, which is high-impact marketing. That's going to be our topic today, really, relationship-based marketing. Another type of marketing is reverse prospecting, seminar marketing, automated marketing. Those are all very distinct from each other. Those may be a topic at some other time, but today we're going to focus on the relationship-based high-impact marketing. I think the perfect realtor business plan today really does speak to three very critical areas. One is lead generation, one lead conversion, and the other client retention. So we're going to touch on a little bit of the generation and the retention through building solid relationships. I think that relationship marketing has never been more important. According to the National Association of Realtors, 78% of all business today is being generated by realtors, either via closed clients or third-party referrals. So now I don't know if that figure is right. I don't know where they come up with these percentages. But I look at that just in case they are right or if they're close. That's too big of a number to ignore that in building our business today. I also can say that in uncertain times, in uncertain economic times, people really turn to those they trust for these types of decisions that we're talking about today, buying or selling a home. I think the reason that they do that is that's where the credibility and the trust is the highest, and that does come from people that they trust and that they know. It's interesting. I read recently 89% of consumers were interviewed, and I don't know, again, interviewed by whoever it was, and their statement was they were satisfied with their realtor, number one. They were also satisfied with the transaction. But the key point was only 16% of that group returned to the original agent for their next transaction. Now, that's interesting. Why would that be? 89% of them said that was great. The realtor was fine. They were satisfied. Good transaction. But only 16% went back to that agent again. And I think that the number one reason is, and it's part of today's topic, lack of content, lack of contact right off the bat. Within 6 months, they said they couldn't even remember their realtor's name, or they lost their card, or they lost their magnet, or whatever it was that the realtor thought was going to keep them in their best interest for future referrals. I think that's why it's called clients for life. That's what we're talking about today, relationship-based marketing and creating predictability in your future income is really having a way to nurture the client for life concept. Now, that's an idea that's not new. That's something that goes around very often in conversations in our business. Clients for life, and a post-close care program. All those things are bannered around pretty easily, but I see very few agents have a real system for that whole concept of client for life marketing. Referrals and repeat business is really obtained from what you earn and what you ask for, not what you deserve. There are many realtors that I coach. In fact, recently one was a little upset because one of his closed clients, and see, he called them past clients. And I think the moment you call it a past client, it kind of sounds like it's over for me. It's past. It's over. It's done. They're just a closed client. They're one of your biggest assets to your business. But anyway, he was saying one of his past clients used another realtor to buy their kids a house or something, a condo or whatever it was, and he was really ticked off because he thought that he deserved their repeat business. He deserved their referral. Well, we finally got down to it, and I said, what makes you think you deserve their referral? You've got to earn their referral. You've got to ask for their business. You've got to stay in touch with them. Anyway, he finally got the concept. You don't get anything in life based on what you deserve. You get what you earn. You get what you ask for, and you get what you really, really work towards. So we're going to balance the idea of balancing chasing transactions with building relationships. People always ask me, so why do you like referral business so much? Well, I think we're all looking for that. You know, our goal is to have 70% of our business or more generated from referrals. And number one reason is, very simply, it lowers your marketing cost, period. We can go on with lots of ideas, but why do you like building relationships and building connections with referral sources? Because I'm cheap, I guess. I like the idea. It lowers the marketing cost. And at the same time, it can double my business. Consider this. For every transaction that you close, let's just talk about a closed transaction, sale, or listing. For everyone that's closed, if I just generated one referral, I have at that moment doubled my business without spending 5 cents more for marketing. So I'm not going to have to beat the concept here to death. I think we all understand it. We've got to figure out it. See, this isn't about what to do. I'm pretty sure you already know what to do. It's figuring out some ways to do it. It's the how to do it that I think is more important. So we're going to talk about some specific tools and strategies that you can use as you begin to build your relationship-based marketing strategies. These will be some of those that I call on a budget, and I think that's key today because I know that my agents, if I could create marketing strategies that were affordable, they would actually do them. So I guess that's one of the reasons that I was always looking for ways to market in any arena that really was affordable. I don't think you have to spend a fortune to make a fortune in the real estate business. And there are others, trainers, marketing companies, that would really say the opposite, that if you want to make any money in real estate, you got to spend a lot. Well, I believe that you do have to reinvest in your business. I believe you have to work as hard on yourself as you do your business, all of that. But I don't think you have to spend every nickel that you make trying, or every nickel that you have trying to make that happen. So, if you can align yourself with some of these strategies, I really do believe that success will be a natural consequence of applying these referral generating fundamentals to your business on a daily basis or consistently. Let's put it that way. I'm going to throw around some strategies, but I'm not introducing them to you as a, hey, here's an idea, let's try that. I think you have to look at some of these concepts and see which ones really match your style and kind of match your personality, and then figure out which one of them that you'll be willing to commit to for the long run. And that's the key. In real estate, especially in the last 2.5 years, realtors have started too much and finished too little. All the time, I talk to real estate agents that they're starting some new campaign. Boy, this is a new one. They're all hot. And you know how it is at the beginning. There's that excitement level. They've got a full tank of gas. But when they don't get the immediate result, it begins to wane and fade, and then they try something else. So I like the two words, natural consequence. I believe that's what success is. If you can find a way to apply the fundamentals really on a daily basis. This type of marketing, I think, has become even more valuable due to the number of consumers that have been abandoned by their realtor in the last 2.5 years. Does that make sense? There's a lot of people because of there has been, and I know every day there are more people getting into the real estate business, but I also know there are many every day that are leaving. And then let's go back to the 90-10 rule, which used to be, used to be 80-20. Well, given the 90-10 rule, you can see how we have really more opportunity today, either through the abandonment of the realtor or the lack of consistency in staying in touch with their referral sources and closed clients, that for you and I, well, hey, I think that we've got a great opportunity there. So what we're talking about now is building strong, unbreakable relationships. And I think I'm going to start from the very, I don't see how to say this, I'm going to start with some of the very obvious, and then I'll move into a couple that you can consider that can really increase your results in a short amount of time. So, right, let's start with number one. Number one, and remember, some of these, as soon as I say the word, I don't want you to start thinking, oh, yeah, I heard about that. I already do that. I did that before. I want you to just listen for a minute like it's the first time you heard this. Does that make sense? See, when you can listen to something like it's the first time, I think that's when you might be able to pick up something new. One of my mentors is Coach John Wooden, the UCLA Bruins college basketball coach of fame. Said I was at a seminar he did once, and he said, and I think he's 90 something now, and in his mid 80s, he said, it's what you learn after you know it all that makes all the difference in your life. So anyway, as a foundation. So number one, networking. Now I'm going to give you a couple of strategies that can put your networking now on steroids. Because I didn't say, well, I think you should go out there and network. Well, okay, I think that this is not a new idea. But my approach to networking might be a little bit different. That's what I want to present. For me, that's why this is high impact. It's a part of our relationship-based marketing strategy, and it's also active marketing. It's not social media networking could be a part of networking, but that's more, I don't know, that's a more high-tech. We're talking here for a minute just about high-touch, instant relationship-based marketing. So Facebook would be more passive marketing, and networking that we're talking about here is a little bit more active. It starts with belonging to the right group. I think some of you now may be in a networking group, and if you're not getting quality referrals from the group and a return on your investment of time and energy, I think you really have to analyze and evaluate the group you're in. The other day, somebody told me, well, you got to just hang in these groups. You join one, and it might take a year, but, you know, I don't have a year. I think we got to find a way to accelerate the results. See, networking is about building relationships and referrals. And I think I have to be in the right group to make that happen. See, it starts with high purpose. What's your intention of being in a networking group? This same person told me, well, you know, I get to meet people. We exchange our cards. It's all about getting each other referrals. I mean, that's all nice. I'm okay with that. But the purpose for me of being in any group is to go to that meeting every week with the intention and high purpose of leaving with a qualified lead, a buyer or a seller. So, and it, you see, that comes from either the group right on the spot. So I just don't want to be a surprise. And now, secondarily, it may be, and we're going to exchange cards and talk about things, and hopefully we can get some referrals going here. So all I wanted you to do is evaluate the group you're in. If that group isn't if they're not on the fast track, then start your own group. We do power team relationship marketing and networking by building a group of our own. You know, you get to select the members. And when I say these members, it might be an insurance agent, a financial planner, it could be the CPA, it's one of your lender partners. But, you know, it can start with putting your own group together, again, of people that have a high intention to wanting to grow their business, not just a place to hang out and maybe get a referral once in a while. So I like the concept. Again, it's the idea of power team networking. You put together your own team, and I say power, it's networking, but this is a powerful group. This is a group that you've hand-selected because they have a database, They're interested in growing their business. It will accelerate not only the relationship with the particular team member, but it will be able to accelerate the relationships between you and their database of also closed clients. I don't want to beat this one up. This is almost a whole separate subject. But if you begin to consider this idea, putting together your own power team networking group, there's lots that can be done with that group as time goes on. Remember, the people that belong to that group, they have influence in their database. They're not going to give you their database, but they have influence in their database. I call it borrowed credibility. You know, it's like you're borrowing their credibility in doing marketing and cross marketing and home buyer seminar and things where you can really get your group together and use that synergy and high energy in marketing in a lot of different ways. But let's just keep it for this for today and looking at the relationship either that can be forged by putting together your own power team networking group or really reevaluating the group that you currently belong to make sure you're getting the right return on your investment. So we'll leave it at that, but again, that's at the very basic level. Second strategy. Now, this is one that's going to sound like, you know, it's almost going to sound like duh, but this is also a way not only to build connection and relationship, but it's a way to become more memorable, and that's by answering your telephone. Now, I got to tell you, these days, you can make a difference. You can begin to start building relationships just by answering your telephone. You know, we've gotten so enamored with caller ID and voicemail and email, everything else, that we've kind of forgot that the way you build relationships is talking to people. As I say, kissing babies and shaking hands, that's how we built relationships years ago. And I think that it's one of those time-tested strategies that never ends. So just that alone, I know it sounds weird, but just answering your phone, I think you can really begin to start that relationship. Sound a little upbeat, sound a little positive, sound like you like what you're doing. I think that's a place to begin. The consumer today, your buyer, your prospect, your potential seller, they're looking and hoping for someone that's a little bit pumped up about what they're doing. I mean, if somebody really wants to market their home for a high purpose and motivation, they really want to be aligned with a realtor that has that same upbeat, positive approach to the business. I hope when you speak about real estate, you get a little pumped up about it. I love talking about real estate. I mean, I hope your eyes light up a little bit. So I think just answering your phone, be more memorable. If you use voicemail because of being with a client currently or showing a home, then even make your voicemail sound a little pumped up. Remember, how many have you called lately, whether it's loan officers, vendors, I mean, whoever it's been. And have you heard their voicemail where it sounds like somebody stole their food? I mean, like, what's the matter? Hi, I'm away from my desk. Leave your name. I mean, you just want to go, I want to leave a message for this person. So remember, building relationships one step at a time, and it can start just with that. So if you're going to use voicemail, I don't know, kick it up a notch. Most people that I coach have a similar message when they use voicemail, and it just says, hey, this is Bill Sparkman. It's a great day to purchase or sell real estate, and I'm glad you called. I'm at a closing. If you'll leave your name and your phone number, I'll return your call promptly because it's important to me. Why not be at a closing anyway? How do they know where you are? I'm always at a closing. I mean, I want people to go, every time I don't reach you, you're at a close. I said, I know it. Business is out of control. I couldn't stop it if I had to. I think that's a good message. Now, by the way, you got to get some closings along the way. Three, being more memorable, building more relationships by using handwritten thank you notes. Not a lot to say there. It's the number one form of acknowledgement. It used to be what we did all the time because it made such an impact. But today, with everything else, so few people get them. I think it's got a great shelf life. Just saying thank you and sending that out with a handwritten thank you note. 1976, I went and saw Tommy Hopkins, I didn't agree with everything that he said, and I couldn't remember all these closes that he used, the porcupine close, the alternative, but I did remember one thing he said. He said, send 5 thank you notes a day and your business will grow. And I figured, well, I could probably do that. I don't know if it'll really happen, but that's one thing that I've always done, and it's incredible the type of relationship and return you can get just from that. It can be as simple as, I don't know how many times you eat out every week, but when you pay your bill and you leave the tip, why wouldn't you leave your business card with the tip, with a little note on the back? Thanks for the good service. I look forward to servicing you someday. I mean, just that alone. See, everything counts. And that's why we're starting at this low level. We're building, but everything counts. And I think it starts with that. I've got these thank you notes are part of my Master Realtor's 10-step best day strategy. And I think number 4 on that list is sending 5 thank you notes a day. That means you have to find 5 people a day to say thank you to. Do you see what we're really saying? It's really about go build some relationships and then send them a note that says it was great to meet you. If you'd like a copy of my Master Realtor's 10-step best day strategy, just let Josh know. I've given him a copy. He'd be glad to share it with you. Let's move down to Josh's new service, by the way, with really kicking your website and some of these tools to a whole new level to build relationship is definitely something that I think that you will gain from immediately. We need the things that he talked about, Josh. I don't know how to do that, but. And so anything that becomes too technical or you don't know how to do, you probably stop doing it. So I think that's a key. I will say, in utilizing those services, I believe that you should have your own website, and I think that right off the bat, that you've got absolute support with the IBIS network right there. So I know that if you belong to a large franchise or a large real estate company, the company probably has a website. Now, remember, my company had a website, and that website was to promote me, my company, not my agents. And, of course, there was the button, oh, meet my agents, and there was all of them in there. But, you see, you're building your own business, and I think that's part of what we're talking about today, is building your own, you're self-employed. So I even told my agents, I would suggest you get your own website, especially if you're going to do niche marketing. If you told me, hey, Bill, I really specialize in first-time homebuyers, I would say, okay, well, then prove it to me. Show me what you do and what would convince me that you really specialize and are the expert in first-time homebuyers. And I think that can start with some of the things that can really begin to separate you, put you at the top of the heap in a lot of these areas. So explore that with Josh and explore the idea, and there's so many ways you can make that happen today. I think you just need your own store, and you need to have that store full of things that are absolutely updated every day, and I think part of it is that. Let's take a look now at what I call database power list marketing. Now, you have another resource again in the how to do some of these things. I want to talk about why we put together so much energy and dedicate so much time to what I call database power list marketing, again, in building relationships. I guess, first of all, what we're trying to create is a non-commissioned sales team, number one, a non-commissioned sales team. How many people do you have right now working for you that you don't have to pay? And people always go, what do you mean, like an assistant? I said, no. I'm talking about cheerleaders. I'm talking about raving fans. It's the one lead, I say, that you can't buy. I get emails almost every day. What do you think the best leads are today? Where what are the best leads? Well, there's only one best lead, and that, by the way, is a closed client, number one, and I'm hoping that that's a raving fan for you, or it's part of your referral network. So again, this is why, see, I just like that word, non-commissioned sales team. I need to have more people out there every day cheering me on. Now, a raving fan, by the way, let's see the difference. I suspect you've read the book, Raving Fans, and they drew a good distinction in the book between a satisfied customer and a raving fan. See, a satisfied customer, and I think today your buyer and sellers, they expect to be satisfied. It's not like, oh, I'm going to really try to satisfy you. No, they expect that. And if you do satisfy them, I think as those large percentage of people interviewed said they were satisfied, then they might tell you you did a good job. They might even say thank you. When you give them the keys to their house, you know, again, they may tell you thank you in a different way or two. But now a raving fan, they tell everybody else. See, a raving fan doesn't only tell you that you did a good job, but they tell everybody they know. So what we've got to figure out a way to do here with database powerless marketing is create more raving fans. They become your unpaid staff. Those are the people that are out there working for you that you don't have to pay for. Now, again, it does start with a wow experience. You get that? We can't just satisfy people. We got to knock their socks off. And I absolutely believe that you have the ability today to just absolutely knock their socks off. I want this to be a wow experience. When we get to closing, I want it to be where they go, wow, this is amazing. You did what you said. We closed on time. We did all the so it's not just, well, I'm going to do a satisfactory job and make sure they're happy. No, I'm going to knock them out. So I think it starts with that. Otherwise, the rest of this, it's going to be a little difficult. So it starts with just that wow experience. I think that's what keeps you on the tip of their tongue, is the wow experience, not being satisfied. I'm going to say that a different way. It's like when somebody has a favorite restaurant. They want to tell you about it because they went there and, I don't know, the food, the service, there was something that they walked out and went, wow, that was amazing. That was great. And isn't it interesting? It's now on the tip of their tongue. You mention anything about a certain type of food and they go, oh, I got the place. You got to try this. And it says to me a couple of things. One, that people like referring to other people. Think about it. Think about you. Whether it's a restaurant or what, people do like to refer. We just got to make sure that we can find a way to stay at that same level, what I call the tip of their tongue or whatever it might be, so that they think about you when anybody says buy or sell real estate. That's if those words come out of their mouth, it should just be, boop, here, I got it. You got to call my person. They're the best. I mean, just in that moment, see, they don't have to rush home, dig through the junk drawer to try to find your business card if they can. No, tip of the tongue. So again, that's that wow experience. So now, let's look at some of these steps to making a fortune with your power list. And that power list, I think begins with utilizing the right CRM program. And I like that, customer relationship manager. it tells me that you have to manage this relationship. No, it's automated. No, it also reminds me that I have to have these in some sort of a marketable format so that I can continue to do that. So when Josh says I need to get my newsletters out, I have them in some format, and maybe I'm crossing the line here a little bit where that can be done easily. Because if you just have names on Post-its on your desk or on 3x5 cards like we used to, or in a Rolodex, if anybody remembers a Rolodex, it's going to be a little difficult. Now, my goal for you is 500 names in a marketable format, and there's a reason for the 500. I believe if you based on where you are calling from today, I suspect that you already know how often people move. Now, there's statistics, and I don't know if they're all right anymore, but I think that it's probably between maybe 5 and 7 years, 5 and 8 years. I use the 8-year number with 500 names in the power list just to remind us of how many leads, how many transactions there would be available on a yearly basis. And it's just math. I think it's 30 or 40 transactions available just once you reach that number of 500 names. Now, in the book, I talk about the I use 10% of your database as availability of referrals on a given year. So if you had 300 people in your marketable powerless database, that should equate to about 30 transactions a year. I don't know if you're going to get them all. I'm just saying it's math. If you have 500, there's 500 transactions that may be available for me every year just for waking up. Now, I don't mean just for waking up. That's the math part of it. If you're starting from zero, by the way, if you have to build this power list, if you just add two people a day, at the end of 12 months, you got your 500. So it becomes, you know, this whole relationship strategy is something that, again, is on the tip of your tongue every day. Everybody that you meet, we're trying to make sure to get them in to your marketable format so that one of these days you're going to have 500 records that are available to you, not only just records of people's name and address, people that you have had or will have a relationship with. So there's plenty of systems to do that. Josh is the expert. My agents, you know, they started working with Top Producer, and you know, they let that go because it was too complicated, and they'd pay their $40 a month or whatever it was. Then they went and used WiseAgent.com and that. So I don't really, it doesn't matter to me. That use any system that's marketable, and the key word is marketable, again, so that I can maintain contact. Now, who do we include? It starts with, number one, every closed client. That's an obvious. But somebody brand new in the business that's just starting, they don't have any closed clients yet. But clearly, that's number one who gets into your powerless database. So, closed clients. Number two, it could be all of your referral sources. Any of your referral sources are added to this particular database as well. Your preferred lenders would be included in there. Your prospects are included. Prospects, people that you've met. They haven't bought yet. They haven't decided to sell yet. But I want you to keep yourself tip of the tongue. So it could be all your prospects. It could be all of the leads that you've generated that are being incubated. Let's see how to say that. Here's a better word. These are all your suspects. All right, so you have prospects. These are people maybe that you've met, showed property to, you've had a listing appointment with, and nothing's really yet solidified. I would call that a prospect. A suspect would be somebody either that you have you've generated that lead, and either they haven't been able to be qualified. Your lender partner said, "Nope, that not today. They can't qualify. They're saving up for the down payment. They've been turned down." These are suspects that I look at as future prospects. I want them included in my powerless database. I don't know how many times it's happened to you that you've had a suspect. Lenders called and said, "No, not that one. Their credit is this. It would be just as well to move on." And I've done that. I've moved on. 6 months later, I find out they bought a house. And I go, "Wait a minute. What happened? This guy, how did he get a house?" You know, and I was like mad at them, you know. And then one day I said, "Wait a minute. No way. Stuff happens. Things change." So once they come into your web, they're never going to get out until they die or buy a house or whatever. So again, include closed clients, your preferred lenders, prospects, referral sources, and your incubated leads, the suspects. So that's who gets in there with all the right information, including email address. If you have your own particular database now in whatever format, it could be an ACT, Top Producer, Wise Agent, wherever you have that database. If you don't have email addresses, and there are some, you know, we've been doing this a long time. There are some people that you may not have their email address. I would say this would be a good time to make those phone calls and to get their email address so you can add to the different ways that you'll be able to stay tip of the tongue with that group. So the contact strategies now to keep these relationships not only alive, keeping you absolutely, and they will not forget you. Maybe that's part of your purpose. They will not forget me. Somebody goes, well, how often do you contact them? Until they take out a restraining order against me. No, I'm just kidding. But I've got to be, I'm charged with keeping that relationship alive and the referrals active and the referrals flowing. If you even somewhat agree with me as far as the numbers, say it's only 5% of the people that are part of your powerless database marketing that are available every year for referrals alone, whether it's a new sale, that's too much to ignore again. See, I think that's where you have to nurture the database to create these warm leads. I mean, this is like, that's why I call it active marketing. Some people think, well, relationship-based marketing, it's kind of passive, send out a newsletter once a month and everything will be fine. I don't believe so. I think that it takes on a whole different level when you really look at how active you can be with this group to go in and generate and create your own warm leads. So I believe in using several different mediums to stay in front of them. Some person said, well, I do a newsletter once a quarter and send them a birthday card. I mean, I think, again, there's just different mediums today. That's why you need the email address. Some people just want an email from you. They don't want you to mail them whatever. So I think it starts with personal phone calls. These are separate different mediums. Some people like the telephone. I suggest to my agents to call them on the anniversary of moving into the new home. That's a great time to call people. Hey, it's been a year. Can you imagine that? Boy, time flies. How you doing? It's a good time to make the personal phone call. That's on the one-year anniversary. I do like birthday cards, holiday cards, and, of course, the CRM system may spit those out for you so that you know when those are to go out, but those are kind of nice. We're looking at different mediums, different ways, and different times to stay in front of them. Birthday, holiday cards, phone call. I like the e-zine newsletter. Well, sounds like you've got a new... You got some new support with that, with Josh. Take a look at that. I like e-zine newsletters. There are some people who just want to get something from you emailed. If you have a very few that you're starting with in your power list, even a personal email, put it in your, I mean, you don't have to spend anything. Put it in your Outlook address book. Create a group there if you're at that level that you can maybe just send out again something around good news that goes out with that. So you have that opportunity. Some people want to hear your voice more than once a year. You know how it is. They forget you. So you may, now remember, as that number grows, you might be going, I don't want to call 300 people in my closed client or my powerless database. Well, okay, I'm with you. But again, they want to hear your voice. That's where we use the medium of voice, a voice broadcast. Voice broadcast is affordable. It's not for everybody. I don't use it to eliminate talking to people, but I think it's a huge piece that will create that personal touch. And voice broadcast is something that you might consider using two or three times a year. We use a voice recognition system that recognizes a live voice. I want to send a message out to everyone in my powerless database. But I don't necessarily want to talk to them all. So I want to send this message. I want it to be left on their answering machine or in their voicemail rather than talk to them. So the message that you want to leave is very short. Hey, this is Bill. Sorry I missed you. Market's incredible. I was thinking of you. I hope you're thinking of me if you know of anybody thinking of buying or selling real estate. You see, just that. And make it a great day. Just an upbeat. And here they are. Well, boy, we got his email, Bill. Calls every once in a while. He calls on our anniversary. You see, you've got to find different ways to touch them. For an example, that voice broadcast strategy costs about, not about, it costs 12 cents for every message that gets left. So if you have 100 people, it's $12. I mean, come on. I can't do anything for 12 cents. It's almost 50 cents to send them a letter. So just that. But now remember, that's only one little... I'm not saying that's all we're going to do. No. That's just one thing you're going to do or that you could do. So voice broadcast. We've got an electronic newsletter. We could send them out a personal email. We're sending birthday holiday cards. a personal phone call. I mean, think about this. I call it in the book, make a friend, make a sale. You've got to find a way to keep yourself, at the top of their mind. You could also do, I have a number of agents that twice a year do a teleseminar for their Power List database. They pick a great subject. They might get somebody from their Power Team networking group, maybe their insurance agent, and they co-market. Maybe a seminar on something of interest, again, very short, but another way to stay in front of your group and something that's absolutely affordable. If you haven't used that, be sure to contact Josh. He's got some great great sources and vendors that could support that one idea alone. So do you see now, rather than saying, oh, stay in contact with your group, no. How are we going to do it? Who's in that group? How do I market to that group? It's a bigger conversation, but it's one that I say can create some incredible momentum in your business. I want to suggest to you that each month that you don't contact your, whatever your group is, your Power List, or let's just say your database, you lose 10% influence and relationship to those that you've included in your database. Now, how do you know? Well, let's just say that it's pretty proven. That means that in about 10 months, if you don't talk to them, you lost them. That relationship just went away. You got a divorce, and they're going to go somewhere else. You see, I believe your database is being attacked every day, whether you like it or not. Now, you might say, no, Bill, I got these people. They wouldn't use anybody else for buying or selling real estate. See, that doesn't really matter because whether you know it or you like it, every one of your closed clients is just being, they're attacked by somebody else every day. Staying in touch with them is not an option. People are meeting them, other realtors at the Little League field, at the PTA group. They're always meeting people. Think how many people are in the real estate business where you're at. I didn't say selling real estate. But in the real estate business, remember, there's only 10% actually selling it. But there's a whole bunch of people handing out business cards. So that means if you don't stay in touch with them, that influence that you work so, that wow experience, even the wow experience, will begin to dissolve with that lack of contact. So that's where I absolutely believe and teach that you need an airtight system to not only protect what I believe is your number one asset in your business, and that asset is for future predictable income and to keep that stream going, and for the potential of qualified leads as well as the number of those leads accelerating every day. It's one that gets often let dropped through the cracks, I think, today because so many people are focused in the real estate business one transaction at a time. Let's get one. Let's throw it in there and get it done, and let's get another one. And I say that your predictability of future income will occur when you shift your business from transactional to residual. And I believe that residual, somebody said, well, what's the residual? I'd say it's pretty simple. You've got to build some absolutely airtight, strong relationships with everyone you meet. Well, okay, so in summary, if you got a nugget from today, by the way, act quickly. I've been told that new ideas die within 24 hours. So if you wrote anything down, then I would say hurry up and move forward with that. At least begin the next step. And sometimes the next step is the easiest step. Don't make it difficult. Well, one of these days I have to buy a whole system. No, make your next step something you know you'll do because that begins to convince your mind that you're somebody that gets things done. And I know you can't do everything, but I do know you can do one thing. And that one thing, again, it may be all it takes to create the possibility of that momentum getting forwarded into your everyday activities. The tools I mentioned today, if you wrote those down, please let Josh know. I'll be happy to share them with you. That it's going to be that simple. I've got a couple of other tools I've given them. I know that you will also find interesting and useful. One of them is called Now is the Time to Buy. Here's the top 10 reasons why. I have an 8-page report that talks about why this is what I consider to be the best buyer's market I've seen in years. And Josh has a copy of that. If you'd like, he'd be happy to share that with you. Also explore his new networking suite. This is something that all of us absolutely can find the shortest line between 2 points, and you've got a great support for that. So with that, it's been an honor. Thanks for listening today. And thanks to Josh. He cares about your business. I hope that was a statement that was made loud and clear today. This was free for you. I'm not free. Josh picked up the tab. So say thanks to him by looking at his new product. It's absolutely killer. Josh, back to you.
Thanks, Coach. Again, we're the IBIS Network at professionalnetworkingsuite.com. That's S-U-I-T-E. Check out Bill's website, BillSparkmanTheCoach.com. His new book, Clear to Close, The Real Estate Agent's Guide to Turning Prospects into Paychecks, is on there. It's terrific. Thanks again. Good afternoon.